Sure. I'd like to call to order the Finance and Administration Committee meeting of February 14th. Before you is an agenda for today's meeting is presented by staff. Are there any questions, comments, additions to this agenda? If not, I will proceed with the agenda as presented. Next up is the approval of the January 10th meeting minutes. That's in your packets. Are there any questions, additions, changes to the meeting minutes? Not an entertain a motion. Moved by Mr. Dyke, second by Ms. Hines. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting minutes are approved. Today we have two action items on today's agenda. Both are reimbursable projects from the jurisdictions that help support our strategic goal to improve regional mobility and connect communities. Both items also demonstrate the important role that Metro plays in overseeing the regional transit network. And finally, both items represent enhancement of transit service in the region, which I expect will be positively received by our current riders and more hopefully will attract even more folks to Metro. The first project is in Montgomery County and will be presented by Mr. Truth.
Thank you and good morning. We are requesting board authorization to allow the general manager and CEO to execute a memorandum of agreement between Metro and other interested parties to allow for the final design and construction of a Route 355 undergrade crossing with new high-speed elevators and entrance into Metro Station, as well as the negotiation of a reimbursable contract between Metro and Montgomery County. This memorandum allows for determination of responsibility and coordination between the designated interested parties. As part of the Base Realignment Closure Act, it was determined that there would be increased traffic and station usage at Medical Center Station. Montgomery County obtained funding through the Department of Defense and the Federal Highway Authority totaling approximately $68 million. Montgomery County will be responsible for the design, construction, and management of the project with support from Metro for various items such as technical reviews, constructability, escorts, right-of-way instrumentation, and coordination approvals. Reimbursable projects for WMATA are those projects which are funded and paid fully by other agencies or outside entities. Under the jurisdictional agreement, any reimbursable project must fully fund any costs WMATA incurs associated with the respective project. As a result, WMATA will not be liable for any potential cost overruns associated with the project. The construction consists of two major components, an underground pedestrian tunnel under Maryland Route 355 linking the two medical campuses, and also a new entrance into Medical Center Station with three high-speed elevators, which will be located across Route 355 from the existing entrance. Included in the elevator shaft will be an emergency stairwell providing additional evacuation points from the Medical Center Station. Montgomery County will retain maintenance of the pedestrian crossing, that's the undergrade pedestrian crossing, and WMATA will be responsible for the maintenance and operation of the elevators, the stairwell, and also the new station entrance. The project is through the preliminary design stages. It is nearing the stage for the 30%, towards the 30% final design. An execution of the MOA will allow the project to move to final design and construction, and we have an anticipated opening of early 2015. The diagram that you can see here indicates the location of the undergrade crossing as well as the elevators and the new entrance onto the mezzanine at Medical Center. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Thank you. We are requesting that the board authorize the general manager and CEO to execute a memorandum of agreement between the parties and also to negotiate a reimbursable contract with Montgomery County. Thank you, and if there are any questions, we'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Troop. I believe we have a question from Ms. Porter.
Well, I just wanted to move that this authorization.
Anybody here a second? Second by Mr. Dyke. Any discussion or questions of staff during this project? Mr. Walter?
Is there any effect on our bus routes that this project would have?
Any effect on the bus routes, Alan?
Jim Hammer's telling me no, so I don't believe so. I think we're fine.
Okay, Mr. Rupla, any other questions? If not, we have a this matter. So I would like to move this forward. All in favor?
Aye.
This matter passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is a approval to amend the reimbursable budget for the Crystal City Potomac Guard Transitway. Again, through our strategic plan outreach meetings, we've heard a lot in terms of bus rapid transit and the need for that from our customers. I think this is a very exciting project. This is the first of its kind in this region. I'd like to thank our colleagues from Arlington and Alexandria for putting this project forward. It's going to certainly be a model for the upcoming BRT system in this area. So with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Requa to present this project.
Mr. Acosta, I agree with everything you said, and that's a good part of the presentation. The action today is to request the committee and board approval to amend the FY13 capital reimbursement project and authorize the general manager to have an agreement with the City of Alexandria to receive funding to purchase buses for the Crystal City Potomac Yard Transitway. The transitway, it's a unique service that is coming to the system. It's been discussed and designed since 1997. It's a 5-mile corridor between Braddock Road and serving on Route 1 through the Potomac Yard facilities into Crystal City and to Pentagon City. It's a 5 miles route, 4 miles, which is on dedicated right-of-way. This would be the first dedicated right-of-way within the system. And the jurisdictions of Alexandria and Arlington are planning to create stations, not bus stops at these locations. These will be level boarding platforms with lighting, shelters, off-board fare collection, and all of the amenities that I think that we see as the ideal poster child for a bus stop within our system. It will have unique branding, and the service is anticipated to begin in early 2014. The jurisdictions are currently in discussions and finalizing the operation service plan that will create the specific services that will be incorporated, the services that will be incorporated, and those costs, and that those operating costs that will be the responsibility of WMATA will be supplied soon so that we incorporate them into the 2014 budget and will be in the budget for approval by the board in the normal budget process, and it'll be fully reimbursable operating costs. The next slide, yes, this slide shows an example of one of the bus stop locations. Again, it has all of the amenities that we would want, and we would expect for a transitway type project that's on dedicated right-of-way. And we're excited to work with the two jurisdictions to make this happen. And again, we, from a recommendation standpoint, we recommend approval and to allow us to purchase the buses to make the service available early in 2014. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Requa. Are there any questions, Mr. Bolger? Linda Fines.
Can I just get a clarification? When these buses roll, they'll be non-regional buses, or will they be regional buses?
These buses will be non-regional from the standpoint of a demonstration project. It does serve two jurisdictions, but the two jurisdictions are willing to support the operation of this for the standard operating demonstration project for 18 months. And then it may be meeting the requirements, it could possibly become a regional route.
So what's the time frame for that pivot to a regional route? Is there a time?
18 months after the start of service. That would be the period that would.
And then it would be subject to the criteria that we use for regional buses and the subsidy and
yes.
fare box ratios and all that. The
yes.
Mayor's, all right, the mayor's nodding. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ms. Hines?
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. As everybody has said, Arlington and Alexandria have worked on this for a very long time, and we are excited that we're nearing the beginning of the service. There are some interesting challenges ahead of us in terms of off-board fare collection, which everyone has viewed as an important component of the service, and we have not done anywhere else in the region at this point in time. So we have more work to do to make sure this all happens. I would like to move the resolution that we have before us, but I would like to make an amendment to what is before you. So if people would turn to that. The second whereas we would like to strike and in its place insert the following two whereases. Whereas Arlington County implemented the first phase of the new service in 2006 as a reimbursable project, And whereas the two jurisdictions are finalizing the operating plan and associated costs for the entire service. The first is important. Mr. Bolger raised the issue about, you know, what do we know about ridership and all of those sorts of things. The Arlington County's been running bus service inside Arlington on this corridor since 2006. It's robust. We run it every six minutes most of the day. It has many, many riders, in part because we partnered with EPA on doing it, which is a major employer in Crystal City and Potomac Yard. So it's just important for everybody to understand this service has been in place. We know a lot about people in this corridor already. Right now, it's Arlington buses. That's correct, because it's all within Arlington. Eventually, in the first phase, those buses begin to cross the river and go into Potomac Yard on the Alexandria side. So we're excited about that increased connectivity for all of our folks and look forward to that. So with that, those two amendments, I'd move that we approve the resolution.
Okay, second by Mr. Yule. Are there any new?
Just a question. Could you restate part two? I just wanted, if you would just restate that one. Amendment.
Read the second one again.
And just ask staff to comment on the amendment in terms of the any impact on the resolution itself. So that's all. Thank you.
Sure. The first one says, whereas Arlington County implemented the first phase of the new service in 2006 as a reimbursable project, and whereas the two jurisdictions are finalizing the operating plan and associated costs for the entire service. We've not negotiated it all down to the last dollar and arrangement. We're still in process. It's not supposed to start till fiscal year 14 at the earliest, so we have some time to finish those arrangements.
Okay.
But staff comments welcome.
From a staff standpoint, I think the amendments are fine. I think it incorporates the commitment of the jurisdictions for the operating costs, which was not specific in the original resolution.
Mr. Bolger, then Mr. Daniel.
What kind of buses are we going to have the same kind of buses, Jack, the last batch we just got, the ones that look pretty cool?
The purpose of bringing it to the board at this time is to allow us to purchase buses that are comparable with the existing, with our existing fleet, because there are buses that will be transferred from other services into this, and we want all the buses to be of the same vintage and the same look. So that's the purpose of bringing it at this time.
Good.
Mr. Costa, could I have just one other question so we don't have confusion in the media? It's important to say that Arlington is also pursuing a streetcar line on its section of this transit line. Thank you, Bill. And that we are in the EAAA phase right now of developing that. As with the other corridor that Arlington and Fairfax are working on for streetcar, it was always anticipated that buses and streetcars could share the corridor. And so that is the plan we're still all operating on. The transitway will work for buses. It will work for streetcar. It will work for them to move together. The stations are designed to be low floor walk on and off for both the buses and the streetcar. And it's important to say we're continuing to have those conversations and work together, but Arlington is aggressively moving towards streetcar in this corridor.
Mr. Gowdy?
It's a question on the transitway. Within the Route 1 segment of it, this is also a dedicated lane?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's under construction.
What's the nature of it? How is it?
Well, I'll let the jurisdiction speak to it. They're constructing. It's under construction, and there's a separate right-of-way. It's on Route 1, and
well, it's off.
It
parallels Route 1. Right, Bill? I mean, it's most of the dedicated right-of-way is actually in Alexandria.
In Alexandria, yes, but parallels Route 1. Just to comment, add rather to what Mary has already said relative to Arlington, this has certainly been a very good working relationship, joint relationship, collaboration between Arlington and the City of Alexandria, and hopefully we'll be able to do more of these types of things as we address moving people throughout our jurisdiction. But also want to thank the WMATA staff for their hard work and I don't want to say being a mediator, but certainly bringing, facilitator, convener, yeah. getting both sides together while from, you know, the political sides of it, we're usually always in agreement, but sometimes it's not when you get to the senior management and staff. We've gotten to this point, and we believe that this is going to, you know, readily address and meet the goals and objectives of, you know, having this transit way to get folks through both jurisdictions, not only through Alexandria and Arlington, but to connect to other jurisdictions throughout the system. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited about it, and would certainly ask for board support.
Thank you, Mr. Yule.
I'm sorry to ask a lot of questions, but I didn't know any of this. So Bill or Mary, will this hook up to what metro stations? And we're already talking about a new station in your jurisdiction, Mayor.
Currently, it'll hook to Crystal City and to Pentagon City.
Okay.
And the new infill station that's under
proposed
in Alexandria will also have it will connect to that as well. No, we're trying really hard on our side to connect.
And I just add Braddock Road also.
Oh, I forgot about Braddock Road.
I assume this will be coming back to the board in terms of a service plan at some point?
The service plan doesn't come back, but the cost for the service plan will be incorporated into the budget for your approval in the FY14 budget approval process. Okay. It can be identified as part of the reimbursable project.
I think it would be good for the board at some point. It might be customer service committee. I think with the innovations in terms of off-site boarding and kind of the platforms and its applications to future BRT lines that this agency may be considering, it might be helpful for the board to get a better understanding of how this would operate once you get down to some of the details, so we have a better sense of what to look forward to in the future, and also kind of where these things, where this whole system approach may be applied. So I would ask that we do that when staff is ready.
Be happy to do so.
Okay. Ms. Hutchins?
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to just say how important this is, because I think we don't see beyond the internal part of the system, but when we think of the civil line and coming into the area, and there is a very large population of Pentagon, Crystal City riders, and it gives them an extra option that is not easily seen as we exist currently as the system is run. So I think it's a very good alternative to add to the very mix of ridership that we want to increase.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Mr. Fulcher?
No.
Okay. If not, all in favor of the resolution as amended?
Aye.
Okay, it passes. Thank you very much. I will note that our next board meeting will be focusing on the FY 2014 budget. We did not cover it today. I would also like to thank the members of the board who participated or will be participating in the public hearings, as well as the members of the public who have come out to those hearings. That will be very useful in our deliberations next month and pursuing months in terms of the 2014 budgets. With that, this meeting is adjourned.